Leonardo.
All right, guys, here we are once again at Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Geeks of the Square table. I'm Jules. With me, I have
Jesse,
Taylor,
Larry,
Adam,
Gomer,
Crimson Chris,
David,
the Invincible Gomer.
Oh, are you the
that's
Invincible
Gomer? That's the
Invincible
Gomer.
That's what V-Man said, so yeah.
I'm, oh, yeah, the Invincible
the
Gomer.
Intro,
that's
what was on your intro.
It's so good.
I'm going to punch you in the face and see how accurate that is later on.
No.
The Falcon punch. I suggest a swift kick.
I'm invincible against certain things. Like boredom. I'm never bored.
Never bored?
Never. Okay.
Never.
Really?
Never.
I don't believe that.
I have a lot of media.
That is a great quality.
I have a lot of media.
Oh, okay. You can't be bored with a computer.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, you
porn.
Can.
Yeah,
there'll
yeah.
be somebody
porn.
I found
porn. Yeah. There is always porn.
There's always new porn to check out on the internet.
It may not be good porn.
That's what, yeah, it may not be good.
What a classy start we've got.
Anyone else tried like superhero porn? It's really not good.
Wow, we're going to give it
another
shot.
There's an amazing...
20.
There's an amazing Spider-Man porn where dude is upside down for like 10 minutes.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's a gift. That's a gift. He's there's, upside down.
Yeah.
That's a gift. That's all blood, you
it's
know, flowing.
Not amazing
can
Spider-Man.
We move on, please?
But for the record, there is a Misty Monday softcore called Spider Babe. It's the only one where she's with a guy.
Oh, nice.
Just throwing that out.
Nice.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to talk about how awful Quicksilver looks.
Days of Future Past.
Empire Magazine.
He does look bad.
Awful.
I really thought it was a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
What female X character is this?
I thought
this?
We were changing off
it's
the subject.
It's the one time when, you know, the comic book appearance looks better than the movie appearance.
Yes.
Which is weird because Quicksilver's outfit is not very... It's just
usually, though, they have to tone it down for the movie adaptation. This they just made it more ridiculous.
But you also got to think that this is going to be in the... That one part of the movie's in the 70s and one part of the movie's in the modern day. So the Quicksilver of that is in the 70s version Quicksilver.
Wait, now how does that work? Because Eric...
How is that the 70s?
That can't work at all because Eric
hasn't had kids. Magneto's kid?
Yeah.
How young was he when he started having kids?
Goodness gracious, that kid's like 18.
If we're really going...
Michael Fassbender's like 30.
If we're really going...
That don't work right.
If we're really going with that, though, there's no way he would have been an almost teenager during World War II and still have been the age he was.
Yeah.
Oh, fair
1960s.
Enough.
Unless he pulled a Flash and ran back.
Yeah, can anyone explain why did Jim lead him? And why does he have that utility belt? And he's
Who's got a utility belt?
Magneto? Quicksilver. Oh. No, in that picture.
I don't know
he's
why.
Got, like, dude, he's got, I thought he was wearing, like, headphones and, yeah, like,
he's
was.
Got, like,
Walkman
ridiculous oversized
like,
sunglasses.
Yeah.
And, like, he's wearing, like, a... fleece jacket of some sort.
And the thing about that, he can't really wear like headphones with an iPod.
You know what he looks like?
Because he runs so fast, he'd run faster than the sound would reach his ears.
Exactly.
He'd run that fast.
You know what he looks like, though? He honest to God, looks like... You know when you go to a comic convention and you see a bunch of like anime girls that draw an anime version of their favorite character or something that's not anime, and then they cosplay as that?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
You know, that's a good idea. He's a bad cosplay version of himself.
You know, I thought he looked like... He looked
yeah,
like
that a, utility belt is whack.
Yeah,
he looks right. like the woman from The Incredibles, Ida or whatever, like the tiny girl.
Yeah.
With the
no cape!
Like,
yeah, no cape! Yeah.
He looks
no
like her.
Yes.
Only like a tall, silver-haired version of that.
He does, he looks like something from Jet Set Radio.
To say something...
I'm ready for him to pull out the freaking rollerblades.
And do really
man,
slow, like,
graffiti
on the wall. Do really slow... Get down! I'm hoping that the special effect that they have... that they're using to show off Quicksilver's
right.
ability.
It's going
to
be the one from Smallville.
Fixes him. You know, makes him
right.
cooler.
Super speed is hard to get,
it
I
is.
Think, visually.
But the way they're doing it like 1,000 frames per second camera. They have some weird camera
okay.
that they used for him.
You know what I'm looking forward to now?
What?
With the Avengers version of Quicksilver's going to
well,
play.
It cannot look worse. The bar is set so high.
Exactly.
Can they have an Avengers version?
Yeah, they are. The guy, what's his name, Aaron Johnson from
Kick-Ass,
he's already been cast as Quicksilver. They also have Scarlet Witch. Elizabeth Olsen.
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch belong to both Avengers and X-Men.
Yep.
So yes,
I think that the way
them.
It works is they can't explicitly mention that they're mutants.
No, they can't even say the word mutant.
No, they
can't
say
even mention who their dad is.
Fox owns
the
term mutant. And they obviously can't mention Magneto.
No.
But, until like at a point in time when Fox loses the rights to the
monster.
And they keep making movies, they never will.
As long as they keep making the movies.
It doesn't matter if the movie's bomb if they keep making
movies. Unless Disney opens up the wallet and says, here, we want them.
Eventually, Disney.
Yeah.
Disney could just
sure,
buy a franchise if they want.
But
I'm okay with them not mentioning the mutant thing since, like, as Avengers, that's really kind of a periphery thing to their parents.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
no,
very
that,
true.
They're way more
Avengers,
associated with
they
Avengers.
They never mentioned
mutants.
That they're mutants. Not I mean, even Beast, who joins the Avengers at some
point. They never talk about
him. They never talk about him being a mutant or talk about mutant issues.
Even when Beast and Wonder Man were hanging out, they never made a big deal out of him being a mutant.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, up until recently, so we haven't had that in Avengers except for, you know, the current Uncanny Avengers, where it was purposely meant to be half mutant, half Avengers.
When Uncanny Avengers came out, I thought it was a little weird that they were making this big deal. Finally, the Avengers shall have mutants on the team.
And I was like, wait a minute.
They've always had at least one or two.
Ever since Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch joined, I can't think of a time when they haven't had at least
the
one.
The first three issues of New Avengers, Bendis' run on New Avengers, before they dropped Wolverine on the team.
Yeah.
That's the
okay, that doesn't hardly even count because it the team wasn't really formed.
Yeah, they had three original, before they had Wolverine.
The original 16 issues. Oh. That's it. Avengers. That's the only time they didn't have a mutant on the team.
True.
But everyone says Wasp was technically a mutant.
No, she had pin particles.
Pin particles.
Hold on, you have wings. Pin particles, you're not. Well, how'd she get the wings?
Yeah, well, nobody knows.
It's always we're talking about their costumes.
Screw it. Yeah. I want
and I looked at all of them.
Back on subject.
And, yeah, I looked at all of them, and like Scarlet Witch's costume isn't really a costume. She's just wearing clothes that happen to be glowing red for some reason.
Yeah.
So that threw me off. And then you saw, like, we talked about, like, Bishop's glowing gun, which is weird.
No, he, oh, didn't he?
Well, that's like, his power.
Yeah, he
can absorb something
in that picture, though. It looked weird.
That was like, the first time I saw a picture of Bishop, and he really does look a lot like
Bishop. He looks like a lot like Bishop.
No, it'd be because
Christian, you also happen to look a lot like Bishop.
But because, like,
throw on M. Onion, we're
done. Yeah, like the way Gambit can charge a card.
Yeah.
Why do you need the same
power? Bishop puts his power into the gun. It's like a receptacle
for pushing his. I gotta get
they really do
right.
have very similar power sets.
So,
But no, before we get off of it, I want to say one more thing.
Yeah, I want to say something too about that.
Okay, I looked at all the costumes, and Quicksilver's is definitely the most ridiculous. But another person that has a ridiculous costume
Thunder
that doesn't
Hawk
even need a costume is Wolverine.
Oh, please.
Okay, he looks, to me, in that picture,
I
he looks really dumb with the streak, you know, the gray streak that he's supposed to have.
Because he's old now.
Because he's old now. But he still looks like he's 27 years old.
That's another strange thing, because we've already established Wolverine is like 200 years old already, but this extra 10 years, that's when the gray hair sets.
Maybe he had a lot to worry about.
In all fairness, they did do it in the 70s, that those extra 10 years, for some reason, aged Wolverine, who hadn't aged in 200.
I think back when Chris Claremont wrote the story, did they know what Wolverine was back when he wrote
the story? He was going through a divorce, you know.
Chris Claremont had the idea
that
he wanted to make Wolverine extra old. Because there was hints about him being in World War II in that earlier Chris Claremont era.
Yeah.
And that him getting his memory wiped in Weapon X.
Yeah, the only other time I think Logan has gray hair is like old man Logan.
Yeah.
By that time he shaved it off.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's supposed to be years and years. But I didn't
he gets gray hair.
What the hell's his name? The Native American with the damn knives.
Thunderhawk.
Depending on what era of X-Men.
Thunderhawk 2.
He was terrible. His color was horrible.
He always kind of looked bad, even in the comics, man.
That's why they killed him in issue 2.
But they're going to make him...
Exactly.
But aren't they going to make him part of the X-Force movie that's rumored to come out?
Oh.
That's going to be bad. Wow. He is not a good character for that. He
That's
doesn't
why they
look.
Killed him
he needs big barrel. I'm on a big barrel chest. You know,
you remember,
like.
So I got a
Chris
question.
Chris Yost, X-Force era. He was good in that.
But I got a question about this.
Okay.
About
was,
just the costumes, though. Just
art
the costumes
was great,
as awesome. A whole. Do we like them?
Do we like what?
The costumes.
Yes. On the whole, yes. There are a few problems, but everybody looks great.
I'm kind of ambivalent.
Blink looks phenomenal.
Blink looked phenomenal. They pull off Storm's mohawk to where it doesn't look stupid.
Isn't it just a faux hawk?
It's kind of like a faux hawk. Yeah. Kind of like she's brushed up.
Let's just
you know?
Be happy for Halle Berry.
I just want the full on, though.
Oh, I do,
like...
too.
You know what, though?
But
Halle Berry is
that.
Pregnant that whole
Honestly.
Movie,
yeah.
so she's not going to be doing anything in this movie.
And you can't shave Halle Berry's head.
No.
Okay, well, that's another big issue.
Go there, man.
There are a lot of characters in this movie.
Yeah.
Half of these people are going to be standing around like,
not
hey, it's
anything.
Me, Thunderbird. And then, like, that's going to be it.
That's like the fan service right there.
Well, if you look at the last X-Men movie,
there's so much fan service.
Class.
For Thunderbird.
Yeah. If you look at X-Men 3, there were a lot of mutants in there. They just really didn't market them in the...
Colossus, who says, like, five words.
Yeah
Colossus is, like, one of my favorite X-Men. He was barely in that
his
movie. And this movie has, like, twice as many as that movie.
Yeah.
No, his coolest part is the fastball special.
He does it twice.
So and that's
it. I like him carrying around a TV like it was nothing. Like it was an empty box.
But the fastball special is not as good when Wolverine is, like, 6 foot even.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's not that good when he's not a short dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was just... I didn't enjoy it in X-Men Last
I don't mind Stand. Wolverine not being short.
I do.
Only because there's so many...
you got a huge crush on Hugh Jackman.
That too. I'm not even going to pretend it. Not going to pretend. But the other thing is, like, it's because there are so many other plot hole devices with Wolverine. Him being tall is the lesser of all of them.
Yeah, so you're not That's short true. Like I am.
I am not short.
Wolverine's supposed to be my
Not very
height.
Many
Let's
people in this
honest,
world is
no
short,
No one's
going to
cast you as the lead of an action movie anytime soon. They want
I'm
a tall
saying,
guy.
Man. I can do it.
Not very many people
hair.
Are short anymore, Jules. We evolved.
Fuck you, man.
But... I'm excited about the movie more than I am excited about Amazing Spider-Man.
You know, I'm more excited
really?
About
yes.
seeing Patrick Stewart again.
Why is that?
I'm anytime really I can see Patrick Stewart in anything, I'm in it. Annie and McKellen. The both of them together.
I think it's because...
I just spend so much money just watching
I think
those
it's because
acts.
We've
you
gotten...
You talking about short people and evolving. Wouldn't it logically make sense that if we stayed on this planet, we'd all evolve to get smaller and smaller so we'd have more space?
No, that's not how evolution works. We can go there, but...
Well, the reason we're getting taller is more to do with our
diet.
Change in nutrition.
Thank you,
know,
you, Taylor.
Since the Industrial Revolution.
He's right.
Yeah, well, screw all you tall people.
You're just
you need to drink more milk,
us.
Man.
Short yeah, people, you not.
Lactose intolerant,
you
problem.
That's the problem.
You weren't always, though.
No, it was not always.
Got him.
But, yes, I'm more excited about Days of Future Past than I am about Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Well, I second
The
that.
Only reason is the other X-Men movies have not been good.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting this one to really be good. My
Did
hopes
you know,
are
like,
a lot
less?
It hasn't
first
been high like
good,
the first X-Men movie has.
It has
very
hype.
Yeah.
I thought it was good,
it's
but
like,
I didn't like it.
It's like an unknown
yeah.
hype.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, it
you
does.
Said, you said, yeah, right. yes, but I didn't like
well, what
it.
Are we talking, like, what are we talking about enjoying as in this podcast in the context of Days of Future Past? How cool the characters are.
Yeah.
I thought the characterizations of the X-Men and the mutants in the First Class was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought the story was shit. Just because I loved the Cold War and it totally went away from the actual history of the Cold War.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why I didn't
valid,
like it.
But yeah. it's also, it's you can either make a movie, a documentary about the Cold War, or you can make
no,
an
I didn't
movie.
Want a documentary, but if you're going to throw the mutants into there, and but then change history around so that your story actually makes sense, what is the point of putting the backdrop of your movie behind something like the Cuban Missile Crisis, which is such an important part of the Cold War.
Yeah, yeah. I really thought the whole thing of the X-Men was always supposed to be in the slightly distant future.
Exactly.
You know?
First Class took me out of there.
Right, right.
Although,
although I enjoyed the movie.
Because of the characterization,
yeah, it seemed really yeah. off for
well,
it to
Michael
be
Fassbender
so
is
far.
An outstanding
really?
Actor.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
And he's
just
the perfect young Magneto.
I could have
he's
watched.
The only person I could say, hey, you're going to play the younger version of Ian McKellen, and you have the acting chops
exactly,
to do so.
Exactly, exactly. That's
not
what I mean.
That, but
how
I mean,
that was a good movie.
And Azazel in that movie was really cool, man. Yeah. Like he did pretty much what Nightcrawler did in X2.
Yeah,
but
killed
have,
people.
Yeah,
that scene when they like, is it thundering outside? And he's just picking up and dropping bodies.
You know, I never yeah. think. I don't think I ever got the explanation. Where the hell is Nightcrawler in X-Men 3?
He's in church.
Yeah, he's at church.
No, there's a video game which is not good that explains where the heck Nightcrawler is.
They expect me to go play a video game
based
to get
on
the
that
leap
crap.
In continuity.
Hey man,
yeah.
If you think X-Men Origins Wolverine is terrible, play the video game. It's wonderful.
No, it's oh no, really?
The
really?
Game is amazing. Oh, the game is really good.
He actually Hugh Jackman yeah. likes. The game more than he liked the movie.
Put I love
I mean, the
I like
the
game.
A rated M game.
He put a
bunch
of movie into the game, and he did the voice acting and got the other
and
guy to come
it.
Back and do
yeah.
it.
Oh, cool.
And it's brutal as balls,
yeah.
dude. If
did
that were
Wolverine
the movie would have been good.
It's kind of like, it has that like God of War vibe, but you're Wolverine
neat.
Kind
yeah,
of.
That's yeah. cool.
The first scene of the game is just him running from like, not S.H.I.E.L.D., but some force trying to catch him, and he's just gutting people.
Yeah.
And he's got bullet holes, and like half of his chest is gone.
I love
he's just
it.
Sitting there healing real quick,
yeah.
and this guy comes like,
oh yeah, and
they
can you go back and forth between the future and the past.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
I liked the Wolverine movie.
The Wolverine was actually pretty decent.
It was
all right. I laughed really hard
at like
the
end when he lost his adamantium
That
claws.
Pissed me
that
off so
shit.
Bad.
That's live-withable.
Yeah.
Live-withable.
I agree.
Like it.
Good, good.
I can ignore that.
No, fairness, I'm more excited about Cap Winter
really?
Soldier than I am
I
for
am.
Spider-Man or
am,
Days of Future Past.
I'm actually more excited for Godzilla than anything else.
I'm more excited about the movie Marvel's making than the movie
yeah,
that,
for other people. Yeah,
and Sony.
Right. Exactly. I'm more excited about Crossbones is supposed to appear in this
Cap
movie.
Cap looks interesting
Great
because
villain.
Of the political...
Falcon.
Yeah.
That's one
Robert
of my favorite
fucking
characters.
Yeah, Robert
yeah,
Redford.
Redford.
And there's going to have some political intrigue,
yes.
you know, some of that. And I'm
They're
excited
build up
to
Cap
see
doesn't
how they do
like
that.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love the way Winter Soldier looks.
looks.
Actually, it looks awesome. I thought he was going to look shitty without the Dynamo mask because I heard they weren't going to do it.
It works,
but it looks awesome. Yeah, the little ninja thing.
It's super cool.
Just give him some hair in his face.
It's hard to do live action Dynamo.
Yeah, it is.
It always looks kind of wonky.
You saw it in Green Lantern. You saw what happened.
Well, that was.
You think because I can't see your cheekbones?
That's
the only part of that movie that's good.
I see you like it. I know what you look like.
Yes.
We could do a whole podcast. Ass on just ripping on Green Lantern, but I guess we should.
Can we just rip on Ryan Reynolds ruining every good character?
Let's talk about his dress.
Green Lantern was good at the end when Sinestro became the Yellow Lantern.
Yeah, okay, but hold on, though.
You knew you were never going to see a sequel.
Before the end credit scene, it was like, "Thank you, Hal Jordan. You've shown me I don't have to give in to the power of fear."
Yeah, 5 minutes later,
fear me.
Oh,
where the hell did that come from?
Awkward segue, Larry.
I was going to say, free comic book day in May. I was flipping through previews.
That's the first Saturday in May.
Right. Yeah. Saturday, May 3rd. All right.
Love free comics.
Get out to your local comic shops.
Hold on to your panties. Brian Michael Bendis is writing a special Guardian of the Galaxy free comic
pants
book
are
edition.
Off. Pants are off.
It's a build-up for the movie. I'm not excited. It's a build-up for the movie.
And,
not that excited about
Dead
it.
Slot lays the foundation for the new Spider-Man
universe. Is Miss Marvel going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. Yes. And Venom.
That's awesome. Okay.
And Venom too.
Yeah.
Venom is
an alien.
I know he's an alien.
It works. Where else is he going to go?
Venom are going to play in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He was in the Avengers for a while.
Remender made him cool by him and Flash, hooking him and Flash.
Oh, that'd be sick.
But Remender was off the book. It got sucked.
Yeah,
Cullen Bunch.
Now, Remender being in a Guardian of the Galaxy,
I hate Cullen's
already in them in the Spider Universe, which is Sony.
But
it's not for the
he's
movie.
He's not going to be in the movie. Yeah, he's in the comic.
All right.
Yeah, Venom is going to be in the Guardians comic.
It's just like when you saw Thor 2 and they started mentioning it. Oh, wait, who hasn't seen Thor 2?
Everyone's
it's been out for like 3 months.
It's just like, you know, calling them the Infinity Stones. What are they? Infinity Stones now?
Yeah.
Of the gems. And there's no gauntlet to be seen.
They showed the gauntlet in Thor 1. It was in Odin's vault. Apparently, it's not going to have anything to do with
none of those rocks that they found are going to fit in there.
Yeah, because they're like huge.
While we're on the subject,
go ahead.
They really need to work around the Infinity Gauntlet anyway, because if they third movie is Thanos is omnipotent, that cannot end in a satisfying way. It's just going to have to be a hand wave.
Well, no, they'll just lock Thanos in a gold toaster oven, right? And wait for him, you're done.
He wasn't omnipotent when they locked him in the gold toaster oven.
Oh, of course he wasn't. He was this close to omnipotent.
He was kicking a lot of ass, but he wasn't.
They could freeze him like they did in
literally
a lot of ass. Black Bolt screamed in his face and he was okay.
Yeah.
Kicking. How is that not this close to omnipotent?
The bomb. Hickman answers it in, what was it? New Avengers, like 10.
Okay.
Where Maximus and him are talking. And he's like, I know the bomb took it out of you and you weren't trying to win that fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Black Bolt wanted to make it seem like he died. They straight up tell him. Yeah. Maximus straight up calls it.
He could have died. He could have faked his death in the explosion. He still could have screamed at.
But he knew the
Thanos
new Avengers
enough.
Maybe
to
he was planning on it. Maybe he wasn't planning on Thanos surviving. Yeah.
Or maybe it was just some BS because he screamed in his face and they realized they effed up. And
or maybe Hickman
got
overrated.
Oh really?
Maybe
showdown.
Hickman's overrated.
Harsh.
I think Hickman, since he's moved over to Marvel, has done some good things, but I think he hasn't had
fantastic.
FF and Fantastic Four had some completion to it. Had a closure to it.
When he got finished, he's not finished with Avengers.
I know because he's got a 10-year plan.
Not 10 years.
It's like a 3-year plan.
You know what? How long did it take for Fantastic Four to show out?
3 years.
Took 3 years.
We're still in year one, bro.
He's had two years worth of Avengers.
No, 1 year.
That book comes out twice a month. He's had 2 years worth of Avengers. New Avengers, he's had another
24 issues.
But New Avengers, he's had another 12 issues. And all they do, all those two books are doing, is either building up to an event or closing an event in order to build up to the next event. And I understand he's got a three-part thing going on, but if I don't get closure between the first, you know, story that's going to make up that three-part, what epic, if I don't get closure to the first part, which I didn't get with Infinity, all I got was Inhumanity, and that's it.
You have a
psychological
need for closure.
I know it's not a psychological.
Why
read.
Do you read ongoing comic books?
No, it's not ongoing. I can read an arc and there's closure. There's closure at the end
this
of an
gets
arc.
A, we they beat the bad guys. Yeah, that's closure. That was enough closure. That is people who aren't here
for ongoing comic book.
You that was the closure, guy, and they stopped Thanos.
That wasn't Thanos that wasn't closure. Was there not more build up? Were there not more questions than answers once the builders got beat?
Yes,
that's the idea. Buy the next comic.
No, I'll still buy the next comic if they give me a little
closure,
bit of closure.
Stop reading two pages before what the end. Oh, the last two pages that set up the next issue.
That's what it does.
Gomer.
No, I understand.
If you read his Fantastic Four run, you didn't get closure at all to the very end of it.
No,
so Johnny dies. Oh, Johnny's alive. Oh, the FF are going to kill Doom. Oh, no, they're not. They're going to use him as this device.
But that wasn't a book including
four titles a month.
It was two titles a month.
So, technically, by your standard, he'd had 5 years' worth of comic books because FF and Fantastic Four were coming out once a month.
Yes, but there was a closure by the time he was done with that book.
Well, he's not done with it!
He's not done!
He's Infinity's done, though, right?
No,
he's not done. No, Infinity, the event.
He
is
said,
over.
"Going in, this is chapter one." He never said, "And now the end of my epic run on Avengers."
No, but all right, this is.
Have you ever read the chapter one or something, and afterwards been like, "Well, screw this book. I don't get any closure."
At the end,
the bad guy hasn't been beaten in chapter one. I'm done with this.
It's over. At the end of Infinity. At the end of Infinity. All right, let me stop everyone. At the end of Infinity, after every fucking Avenger in the world is hanging out in space for a month, Avengers World shows us that, oh, even though we were in space for a month, we forgot to notice this rogue planet out in space heading for the Earth.
Space is huge, dude.
Space is huge. They were everywhere.
Did you actually expect an event called Infinity?
To end. Of course not. I don't know why I was.
I don't know why either.
But I still want...
He built it in the title. It's not going to end.
I still think there should be something.
We're all going to run out of energy if we
besides
keep
doing this. Besides the build-up to the next thing.
All New Avengers was awesome, though.
The only closure I got from any of Hickman's Marvel stuff since he jumped on Avengers Infinity, the only closure is a build-up to the next thing.
So Dark Horse is putting out a bunch of miniseries and Star Wars stuff, seeing how they're about to lose their life.
They've been doing that. It's their last gasp for dollars.
So we might actually see some cranking out some interesting stuff.
No, they've been cranking out stuff.
I feel so bad for Dark Horse. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world for Disney's, from Disney's perspective. You own the biggest comic publisher. Publisher in the industry, why wouldn't you have them print Star Wars?
Of course.
Do you not want overrated Jonathan Hickman to write a Star Wars title?
Of course I do, because I'll get closure after so many issues.
You know who I want to write Star Wars? Joss Whedon. Coax him over to it.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. He's not going to write comic books.
I know he's not. Well, he wrote Astonishing X-Men. It was awesome. He's like the biggest celebrity in the world that directed Avengers.
I wish he was.
Well, he didn't write the word of the show. He's still the executive producer of the comic book.
Yeah.
It's like his little brother and the head writer of the show doing the comic book. So, I mean,
I picked it up today. So.
Everybody's back on the cast, and this is what we do. This is awesome.
What?
Oh, yeah.
We talk shit on Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah.
You talk shit on Jonathan Hickman.
You blasphemer.
Well, for the record, Jesse was trying to bash The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was trying to bash The Walking Dead.
He was trying to start a fight.
It's much easier to bash Bob Kirkman.
Or is it too... Is it 2 weeks from now?
What?
The Walking Dead returns 2 weeks from now?
Oh, yeah, it looks awesome, man. What's it? I think there's three trailers out.
February 8th.
The newest one hit the other day, and it's about them walking. They call it Through the Wilderness because they're not in prison anymore. It looks cool, man.
Well, you I'm know, excited. Here's what I'm interested to see.
It looks cool, man.
I'm interested to see now Walking Dead... The Sunday before the World Series, Super Bowl. Sunday before the World Series.
Is this last year you're talking about?
Yeah, this past year. They totally blew away the World Series. I'd be interested to see how much the premiere compares to the World Series ratings wise.
Well,
I mean, the Super Bowl ratings.
I was going to say, I don't think it's valid to talk about the.
fourth most popular sport.
The Super Bowl is a whole other beast.
It is.
Right, right. But
and there's no Beyonce at the halftime this year, so I'm not watching it.
The playoff game between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers.
It's also Bruno Mars.
A month ago.
Yeah, he's there too.
It was the second most watched program of the calendar year 2013. And number one was the Super Bowl. That just shows how powerful the NFL is as far as a broadcasting powerhouse is.
Yeah. Right.
But I agree with you. If Walking Dead can even get close to those numbers,
a percentage, it's a success. If they could do, let's say, if they come back in the lodge and they did half the ratings of the Super Bowl,
half would be a record.
That would just be enough to blow away by
TV. It would be a record for cable if they did half that. It would be a record for cable.
Especially because ratings are so split up amongst so many different viewers.
And it's weird. I don't even know how they do ratings anymore. If I'm sitting down at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whenever it comes on, I'm counted differently than if I TiVo it, and then I'm counted differently if I download it from iTunes and watch it. It's confusing how they do that. Because it's not like you can download the Super Bowl later and watch it, so they're not going to count that. So I think it's
right. Well, there's the live ratings of the people who watch it live.
But the live
ratings... The people who TiVo it, they still...
Are they counted in the live?
They are counted as the people who watch the broadcast.
Live.
Yeah. There's the live broadcast.
The original broadcast.
If you TiVo it, you still watch the live broadcast.
Yeah.
Now, if you download it, it actually counts as a sale. So it actually helps your sales.
So let me ask you this. So Walking Dead is beating sports. No one is downloading sports a week later and watching it, but a lot of people are downloading Walking Dead a week later and watching it. You're saying the people who download it a week later, they're not getting counted?
Correct.
And Walking Dead is still kicking ass against all these things?
Correct.
Without even counting TiVo
or iTuner. And that's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's not a very well rated show.
Because most people download it. Yeah. It's the most downloaded show.
Apparently, the show's creators take it as a compliment.
Yeah, right?
There's no commercials.
Why the hell do they care?
It's like the most legally downloaded as well.
Yes. Off iTunes and whatnot. Yeah.
Lots of people are watching Game of Thrones.
That series
is the bottom.
Amazing.
Line.
I've read all the books and I have yet to watch it.
The first episode I saw of Game of Thrones was the season finale of season one. The whole first season was just a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this. It's like, oh no, Ed Stark is getting deeper and deeper into intrigue. I already know what's going to happen.
Larry's plugging his ears and going la la la.
I didn't say a spoilery thing, I don't think.
It's amazing.
It's worth watching.
I assume one day I'll watch it, but I've got to wait for the hype to die down.
Yeah.
I was at a friend's house, like, hey, let's watch this. Okay. Let's just download it for season four.
You got to watch this.
I just watched the last time of Game of Thrones, and that's all I needed to have the whole first season spoiled for.
We were talking about ratings.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about the rating that I have, because I just recently played Telltale's new game.
Based on Fables,
The Wolf Among Us.
Segway.
It is a segue. It wasn't even awkward.
This is a little awkward.
Speaking of ratings, guys, I got a ratings.
But their rating system is completely different.
Anyway, speaking of video games.
Speaking of Fables and stuff made up, let's talk about politics.
I played The Wolf Among Us very, very recently.
You're Bigby Wolf
the whole game.
You meet
a couple people. You meet the Toad guy. Can't remember his name right now because I hate him. He's the Toad guy. Yeah, totally. The Wolfman's so a big part of the game.
Snow White's a big part of the game.
One of his kids is in there.
I love his kids.
Where is this continuity-wise?
It's hard to say because I haven't read all the Fables.
But it's decently well in there.
Yeah, I don't know when it is. Because I haven't read all of it.
He said one of the kids is in there, though.
Yeah.
So not the beginning.
I love Bigby and Snow's kids. They're so cool.
Well, that's a problem.
In the game,
definitely, because of what happens at the end.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
It's like, Telltale's game, is it episodic?
It's definitely episodic. Okay. I just played the first episode.
Like they're Walking Dead.
Yeah, but I can say this honestly. The Wolf Among Us, the first episode, that's the only one that's out that I can play. The first episode, I'm already way more impressed with it than I was with The Walking Dead.
Oh, wow.
I am.
That's
Walking Dead was good, but this was much better. And that's just for me, though.
There's much more action. The story's compelling. The first episode of Walking Dead, they give you way more time to answer everybody's questions. And this game, they start you off with like 3 seconds to answer a question.
Nice.
So they're telling you right now, uh-oh, Snow doesn't like what you just said.
Yeah.
Or Snow doesn't like that you didn't say anything. This is happening, that's happening, and you meet some people.
That was my big problem with The Walking Dead. It kind of took me out of it. It said you asked a guy, and then you could wait for 10 minutes and ponder your answer. It wasn't
this one. If you're immediate. If you can't read, don't play this game. If you are illiterate, do not play this game.
Straight up,
because you'll do terribly.
Final Fantasy 1 all over again.
Exactly.
That's true. Even in good games like Mass Effect, when I get to the dialogue section, I like the dialogue section. Just like I can put the controller down and go make a sandwich, though, and come back to it.
Final Fantasy 7, cast four spells and go take a shower. You know,
dude, that's the whole last disc. You're just like, oh god. Games are getting smaller and less quality. They're getting prettier and prettier, but crappier and crappier games. I mean, more and more people are going back to the retro games because they
actually had fun playing.
My kid is a huge retro gamer.
It's because the gaming population right now, the people who are spending the most money are the people who are casual gamers.
That is ruining things.
Yeah. I think so, too. It is ruining things.
Okay, because casual gamers... If you want to know why I gave up on the consoles,
because
they started releasing betas.
Yeah.
If I'm going to buy a console.
You want a finished product.
Exactly. I need a finished product. I don't want to have to hook it up to the internet. I love having the option, sure. Yeah. But I want to be able to put that disc in there, play that game, period.
I can see them putting
That's a very valid point, but you got to understand now that so many people are downloading things for games now that's how they make money. They don't make any money.
The DLC.
They don't make any money off of
the game out there. Here's what I'm saying.
All these things were saying are coalescing pretty neatly.
I might as well just do my gaming on a computer.
Okay, but
agreed.
All these things were saying are coalescing pretty neatly into bitching about EA.
Yeah,
because they're
through the microtransactions.
They're buying up these brands. Okay, I was just talking about Mass Effect.
Yes.
Dead Space. Mass Effect was an RPG. Mass Effect 1 was like compelling moral dilemmas, all these like problems.
It was kind of throwback to older RPGs.
You could run around and shoot things, sure, but that wasn't the big appeal of the game. And then like Dead Space was a
save people.
Dead Space was a survival horror game. I was a weak-ass space engineer with some crappy engineering
tools. Which one was
that? Dead Space.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can defend myself against hordes of zombies. Mass Effect 3 and Dead Space 3, you're a fucking space marine running around shooting the fuck out of everything.
Yeah.
They turned it into Gears of War.
Yeah.
Both of those games.
Yeah,
because those sell.
Because EA wants
money. But the problem is, though,
old school BioWare wanted to make games, and they needed money to do that because they loved making games.
Yeah.
EA wants to make some fucking money.
EA loves money, so they're going to make games that they hope people will like, but they're not going to put everything into it because that would require spending more money.
They do the minimum investment to make a game. A lot of people will buy. A lot of people will have fun playing, and that's nice and everything, but it stifles...
Yeah. Creativity.
Originality, creativity.
You're right.
It's kind of like when you're buying comics, too, though. Same thing. Like, you buy a comic and you want to read the damn event, but you got to read 4 other books that you don't even read to get all of it. And
that's still only 20 bucks compared to 60 dropped on the counter when you get a game.
Yeah, but that's true, but $60 to a gamer is $20 to a comic book reader. And if you do both, then you're just out of luck, which is me.
Mass Effect 3 was still the most disappointing thing that's ever happened to me.
Thank you.
I know, just Assassin's Creed.
I love Mass Effect, and they chat all over the ending.
Yes, the fight in London, all the way up to the to get back up to the Citadel, and then it's just
getting to make
Dark Souls come out of fucking nowhere.
Out games
right till you get to the end. It's like, what color do you want your ending?
That was the whole point. Things I'm doing this whole time are going to affect how the galaxy is shaped at the end. Hey, which color do you like? God damn it! And that's like the ending.
Yeah. Well, what Larry said, let me stop you, Larry. What you said about buying a beta. They don't really market the game as a beta, though. They pretty much
say,
this game's done. But then you get home and it's like, no, if you want to play, you got to download an update.
Yeah.
I love the idea of being able to update a game on a console. But I agree with you, yes, you shouldn't have to. And publishers, game makers, shouldn't put out a game that's not done. They also shouldn't put out a game where the DLC is on the disc and then you pay an extra $8 to unlock it.
A really good example.
There are bad problems in the industry right now.
that stem from good things happening with the console
industry. That'll right, never
no,
stop. I mean,
look at Alien Colonial Marines. There's no way that game was done when they put
of
that.
Of course not. No.
No.
And they knew it. And
well,
they
yes,
knew
there
it.
Is, there is potential, but the fact
to come out three,
that
4 years ago.
To have a full console experience, you have to be online.
I don't like that.
So that makes it so that you're better off playing on a computer.
Well, that's not necessarily true either.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm with
Christian on that. You say that.
But it is.
But if you have a gaming rig, you can update your rig.
Bam.
You can update the stuff.
Bam.
There's no logical reason you can convince me why I should pay twice as much for a computer that's half as powerful and call it a console.
Tell him, Larry.
All right.
I can plug my Xbox controller right into my PC.
The reason why you buy a console is because you don't have to be online. If you have a computer game and you're going online, you're computer gaming, not console gaming.
Agreed.
To tell me that I have to download extra content
to play
is
the
a
game.
Lie.
Did actually, we forget? Did we forget that this is 2014?
What do you mean?
Everything is going to be online very soon.
True.
Everything.
You can't buy them CD anymore.
Don't waste your money on either.
Well, hold on.
It is 2014, but we take
That's
for granted that anyone can just get online.
I'm not a hipster.
There's a lot of places, even here in advanced countries like the U.S., where you don't have reliable online connectivity 24/7.
Exactly. I agree with Larry and Christian. I think it is great that consoles are able to go online.
Yeah.
I agree with Christian. But I also agree with Larry. You shouldn't be forcing your customers
you
to get
online.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. That's exactly what I'm getting at. If you buy a game, let's say Injustice Gods Among Us.
Go ahead. Because
I bought
so much DLC.
I bought Injustice Gods Among Us knowing that there was going to be extra characters coming out.
Knowing
because
that the $60 you spent on the game was
exactly.
only a down payment to enjoying the game.
But here's the thing, though. They give you everything you need. You don't have to buy the DLC.
Yeah,
that's your choice. That is your choice.
Not really, though.
It is your choice.
It's not, though.
Yeah.
Some cases
disagree.
You can download
okay,
extra.
But his example, Injustice,
that's totally
I can enjoy
choice.
The game just fine
yeah,
without being
yeah,
able to play it later.
But you're going to be pissed if you can't download Nightwing and you really want Nightwing. That's
well,
why they do it. They're saying, don't include Nightwing in the game proper.
Okay,
and make him DLC because we'll make twice as much money off.
Yeah, and that's bullshit.
It is bullshit to cut out stuff that should have been in the
game. Nightwing should have been in the
game.
He was in the game.
But he was DLC, wasn't he?
No.
Who was DLC?
Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter.
Who should have been in the game. I agree with that.
Should have been in the game.
I don't live without playing Martian Manhunter.
But you know you want
to. What it boils down to is companies trying to nickel and dime you. That's essentially what it
This is the thing, though.
Again, EA, fucking, like...
This is what I'm getting at.
This
is what I'm getting at. If you're a console gamer, you are actually a console gamer, then you're buying games for your console. That means that if any DLC comes out for the game that you bought, you don't need that DLC. If you're playing shooters, then you're not a fucking gamer, and you have to buy the DLCs to enjoy the game, because the game is, like, an hour long, and you're playing online. It's an online game, and you can play that on a computer, I agree, but that's not a damn gamer. That's just a person that goes to GameStop and follows an employee.
You can't define gamer, though.
No, you can't say somebody's not a gamer because they play on a computer. You can't.
Be a gamer that plays on the computer. That's not what I'm getting at.
He's saying that.
I'm saying that
if you
most
only
of the games.
Call of Duty.
Most of the games that require you.
Single player. Black Ops 2 had an awesome single player.
That lasted 3 hours.
But it was still fun.
And you knew what you were getting.
You knew what you were getting.
That's
what
I'm getting $60 for. But yeah, you're right.
I would never pay $60 for 3 hours of game because I don't play online that much. So this is what I was getting at. I have internet, but I never get DLC. I don't do any of it.
Why?
And because...
You're just not interested?
I mean, most of the time I'm not. I mean, I just enjoy the game that's on there. Like, for one, Fallout 3, just play it like that. Or at this
point... Fallout's different.
At this
you don't
point,
need New Vegas to love Fallout 3.
No. But that's the thing. That's what I was getting at, though.
Because I think
those
different.
Are RPG games. Like, RPG games and sports games, you don't need the DLC for that. Now, if you're getting a shooter...
Now, that's
then
not
it's,
true
it's,
about sports games. Because they keep on... I play FIFA. Yeah, I'm Hispanic. I play FIFA.
FIFA just came out.
It.
FIFA just came out this past year.
Isn't
so that's
DLC
that's,
for jerseys?
That's one of those
that's
things.
Horrible.
But you don't need that.
Yeah, you don't need the throwback jerseys.
No, they give you last year's lineup for this year's game.
Well, that's the...
that's because it came out last.
It came out in 2013. In fact, they pushed the release date after the season had started.
They released Madden every year because the rosters change every year.
All you have to do is have an update of a damn spreadsheet.
No, it would be easy for them to just like have like if you I connected on the internet one time. Oh, okay, the rosters updated. Go back on your
railway.
But that doesn't make EA the fucking money.
No,
but you can do that.
And it was bull because they released the game after everyone's 2013-2014 roster release, and they give you the 2012-2013 roster.
But it does
you
make
waited
EA
to
money.
Release the game. Right.
But it doesn't make EA money because you can't update your rosters in Madden 13, for example, because Madden 25 is out now.
Yeah.
You can't update your rosters in 2013 unless you buy a Madden season pass.
Yep. Yeah.
But think about this,
though. So they're
still
making money regardless.
Let's say you buy a trade for a comic, right, and you get that full story, right? But you want more, right?
Uh-huh.
If it's good. So what do you do after you read that whole thing? You go buy the other damn comic, right? That's exactly what they're doing. But
that's what the good guys are doing. There are evil, evil people who are like, hey, here's half a graphic novel, now give us money for the other half.
You want the end of the game? You want the character?
I mean, that's pretty much Saga. That's pretty much, you know, Morning Glories. If you read a one comic of Morning Glories, you don't know what the hell's happening.
Blackest Night. They marketed that where all you have to do is read the main title.
Oh, that's true.
And that was not
true. You had to agree.
But they didn't market it that way.
No.
They marketed it where you just have to read the event.
Yeah, that's how I did it.
And that's what
EA does.
But
the team got together. And that's what EA does. The team got together in Green Lantern Corps.
But here's all the stuff that's missing.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to go back to what I was originally talking about.
Go ahead.
I was talking about the Wolf Among Us.
This is great.
And you guys like freaking stoned me. I got stoned when I mentioned the game. Even though EA didn't even make it.
Don't most gamers do that? That way.
Get stoned?
Yep. You can't get online now without being called like a fag douchebag by like a
12-year-old kid.
Find out who's been hanging out with your mom.
I hate 12-year-old kids who just discovered cussing and feel the need to overcompensate. Yeah.
That's why I just pretty much mute everyone online.
Shit ass fuck, shit tit shit fuck.
That's what Xbox Live is for, isn't it? To find out who's been sleeping with your mother, right?
Oh, really? A whole lot of 10 and 12-year-olds.
I knew it!
All right, So anyway,
she just opened up shot.
All right, so Wolf Among Us though, it's
Wolf Among Us.
Big B Wolf is a badass. Nobody trusts you in the game because you were the big bad wolf.
Yeah,
you have Colin at your house. You know, when you go to your apartment, Colin the pig's at your house, like chilling, and he's pulling you on a guilt trip. You know, you got a little bit to eat, and you got like one glass of water left, and he's like, "Well, I'd have my own if I had my house still." And you're like, "Jesus Christ!" So you can choose to give him your food and
whatever,
stuff,
Colin.
Yeah, I know, right?
He could have lived at the farm.
Exactly.
Hung out.
Exactly.
Ungrateful.
But you have to make all these hard decisions. And the reason why I like it more than The Walking Dead is not only because
the game now.
The game. Not I like the game more. The reason why I like the game more is because it's put together well. The colors are amazing. The characters are. I don't want to say they're more compelling because the story in Walking Dead was pretty damn compelling. But the action in the game, you don't feel like you're just literally watching a comic, like a motion comic. You feel like you're playing a game because the action in the game is like way more apparent in this.
What should Telltale do next? They've done Walking Dead, they've done Fables.
They're actually about to release Tales from Borderlands.
They're doing Game of Thrones too.
And they're doing Game of Thrones.
Yeah. They're doing a Borderlands game?
They're doing Borderlands.
Is it going to be the same sort of graphic?
The trailer showed it. The trailer's out.
The obscure cell shading that they use in that game?
Yeah. It's like
awesome.
It's beautiful. They have like two new characters. They're on Sanctuary and apparently it's after the events of Borderlands 2.
Nice.
And they go to Marcus. And Marcus is like, hey, you don't want any part of this.
But that's kind of weird, though, because this is a game about a game.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it works out because the way that Telltale does their stuff, it's cool because, I mean, it's all episodic and, you know, like, so Game of Thrones. You know, that's
we heard you like games. Yeah. We heard you like games. So you can play a game while you're playing your game.
Exactly.
Animal Crossing did that. There were 50 Nintendo games.
In the game.
And of course, you had to download.
Your ass off to get those.
Well, you couldn't get them all.
No.
There were some that you had to download cheat codes to get.
Yeah.
and that was the only way to get them. Yeah. And then
did anybody like speed their clock up to like Christmas?
Of course,
yeah.
All the time.
The first 2 days I had it, like, now I got to check out what happens on every holiday. So yeah, it was me turning my Wii off and on for like a day and a half.
I enjoyed doing that just to fuck with that.
You did it again. You didn't save.
No, they did the same thing. It was like the Duck Hunt calendar man.
But I will say, the first game that I really remember having a game inside of a game is the Final Fantasy series.
Which one? Final Fantasy Tactics?
No, Final Fantasy, the card game, or Blitzball.
Oh man, I spent hours playing Blitzball.
I went fucking broke playing Blitzball.
Yeah, I don't even know if I ever actually finished Final Fantasy X. I just kept playing Blitzball.
Was I the only person who, like...
You didn't play 10?
I loved 10, but I couldn't beat the game because my disc had a glitch in it while you were the last Blitzball game.
You couldn't beat it because
every time you do the last like kick for the to win, it would glitch out and you have to go back and play it again.
And
so I hated Blitzball.
I was playing Majora's Mask recently and I kept trying to do the Anju and Cafe quest where you get like a couple smash and it's glitching.
Like every game on the PC that they released is full, but it's not really because you just mod the piss out of it.
The first time I buy a game and I can't play it as soon as I get home, I don't buy from that company ever
again. That's true, but the support sometimes sucks and you gotta wait 3 months before the game gets good.
What's next on our agenda?
Next on our agenda, we are out of time.
Really? Wow.
I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, so, somebody didn't, you know, commit heresy at the beginning 20 minutes of this freaking podcast.
I'm having trouble deciding whether my shirt or Taylor's shirt is the best shirt.
I don't know. Taylor's shirt's pretty wonderful.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well, I love my shirt.
I do like the
That's good. I like my shirt, though. It's just fresh.
Yours is like a flat green shirt.
But yours is mint green.
Yours looks like Tron, like, times 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much glowing.
I do like your shirt, though.
It stopped glowing all the time.
Bioshock with Mario.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Where'd you get that? Don't tell people where you get your shirts.
Never tell people where you get your t-shirts. If you got a t-shirt place,
I'll tell you right now. If you can't get it at Target, Walmart, or Hot Topic, you ain't getting it.
Yeah, I was surprised by how pretty good the Walmart.
Yeah, the shirt.
Yeah, this was Old Navy the other day.
Actually, I saw that at Old Navy because they have a Batman one.
I'm surprised and impressed.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Up the shirt game, folks.
Yep.
That's it for
our final parting. Up your shirt game. We'll be watching. We're always watching.
Square Table shirts. Would anybody buy them?
Geeks of the Square Table
shirts.
I'd wear it. We have to work on it.
If you guys would wear them.
Outright Geekery shirts, maybe?
We should get Warren to design the logo for us.
Warren, if you're listening, come here, man. We miss you.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything today. We should call him on the podcast.
Jesus.
Aren't we done though?
Yeah.
All right. Wrap it up next week.
Wrap it up. Anyone final thoughts? Final thoughts?
TMNT.
Michael Bay is going to explode the turtles for like
Trial of
Jean Grey.
Trial of Jean Grey.
I haven't seen it myself, but apparently Shredder looks pretty awesome.
Shredder looks awesome. He looks like what the Silver Samurai from the Wolverine movie should have been.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Looks awesome.
That's saying a lot. Oh. My little, like, rant today to end this episode. Why does everyone say Beast Mode have no idea where it comes from?
Beast Mode?
Beast Mode, rappers?
It's become a big thing
because of football, because Marshawn Lynch of the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, he has Beast Mode.
That's like his nickname.
His nickname is Beast Mode. He goes, quote-unquote, Beast Mode. Beast Mode.
But everyone who says that now when they're about to do something really cool...
Optimus Prime.
Yeah, no idea.
Maximize. Why? Stop saying Beast Mode. My favorite one. Waspinator terrorize.
Oh, that is the best. And he gets the best ending.
He gets to be like tribal chief of the ancient tribes.
He's like Grodd. He's like Grodd by the end of that, isn't he? Gorilla Grodd, basically.
They had to give him a good ending because
poor Waspinator. And that's the one thing I never got about Beast Machines. Waspinator's there. How? Oh, he left him on the planet.
Shots himself.
Oh yeah, this whole episode.
Yeah, he's the
Beast Machines is just awful.
Beast Machines is just awful. Chocolate bananas.
Okay, that would be
chocolate chip muffins.
See you next time, folks.
Later.